Alright, I saw this post that looked kind of interesting. It reads, I have a weird request. I'd love to hear your biggest secrets or your worst or best memories. I want to know a bit of your very private life, anything that nobody or very few people knows. I'm hoping that this will actually post up only because... sorry, I had to get all comfy. Only because the last recording I made did not, and I don't really know what the hell happened with that, but whatever. I'll try not to make this too long, but still as informative and to the point as possible. Let's see, as far as secrets go, I don't really have that many secrets. I guess sometimes I, like, hate myself a lot, but, it's not like I hate myself, it's more like I feel like other people hate me and it makes me feel bad about myself only because I feel like I'm not doing anything wrong, but it doesn't seem like a lot of people get along with me, which I guess in a way that kind of makes me feel, I don't know, indifferent, because I feel like I could be pretty likable, but at the same time, I'm not, but at the same time. I don't know. I've kind of thought, like, the more you're yourself and the stronger your views are and stuff, the more vocal you are about them, the less you're liked. Generally speaking, am I even making sense? I'm kind of just babbling on at this point. I don't know. Maybe I just need to kind of get more loosened up in the recording and I'll try to figure something out. Let's see, my best memory. Okay, this is, like, way far back. When I was, like, 15, I think. Yeah, it was, like, 15 or 16. It was the Vans Warped Tour in 2008. And one of my favorite bands was on the tour, which is Say Anything. And I've always just... love that band, like, so much. And, like, I guess I didn't realize how many people were gonna go to their fucking performance. So, like, I kind of got there a little bit later than other people. There was a huge crowd. I was like, what the fuck? But, there was this, like, patch of dirt that was kind of sort of muddy, not really... I was wearing flip-flops, so I didn't really give a shit. I was out in the hot sun, didn't give a shit. So I just kind of walked through it. I was like, fuck this. I was, like, next to, like, a fence and, like, you know, like, those little, like, black wooden border things to keep you from the stage. And, like, there was a poster that was kind of my way, so I, like, ripped it. So when the performance was done, they, you know, got off the stage and I, like, touched the lead singer's hand. I know that's, like, really lame, but, like, I really enjoyed that because it was really cool. Like, he was, like, he's probably, like, the number one famous person I ever wanted to meet, and I did. So that was cool. I mean, I didn't really meet him. I touched his hand, but still, you know, it was still really cool. But that was, like, when I was, like, a teenager. As far as, like, being a kid goes, I didn't really have much memory. I think the majority of it was suppressed because I was, you know, like, sexually abused and stuff. So I think a lot of my childhood I blacked out. I just don't really see myself as a person who really had a childhood, which I know sounds kind of silly, but, you know, I've said that to people and they're like, what? And then you, like, kind of explain it to them without explaining it to them, and then they're just like, they feel like bad, I guess, even though that's not really how I wanted them to feel, but, you know, whatever. Let's see. I guess in my young adult life, I'll try to do, like, sections of my life, I guess that'd be better. As far as, like, best memories go, pretty much between, like, 17 to 20, and then maybe, like, 20 to now. Or something. I don't know. We'll see. I got my first job, and that's when I met one of my coworkers who ended up... we didn't really have a relationship, but we did, like, mess around for a while, on and off for, like, a few years. He was, like, the first person that I kissed and, like, did anything with. So, that was nice. I lost my virginity to him, but it wasn't, like, in any sort of clingy way, even though he thought that I'd get, like, super clingy with him, even though I wasn't. Which is kind of funny, because I can be a very clingy person. I always thought that was a little interesting. As far as sex goes, I'm not really like that with people. From, like, 18 to, like, 20, maybe 21, but mostly, probably 20, that's when I was, like, sleeping around with, like, a lot of people. It wasn't really, like, you know, I was, like, you know, trying to fill some sort of void or anything. That's just what it was. I don't know if I could ever really go back to that. Not like, I don't know. I just, right now, I'm not really interested in, like, I don't know. I don't know how to explain it. Like, I don't really feel like dating people just because I work so much. I flirt with people, like, fucking constantly, though. Like, more so, like, I don't know, just, like, anyone that I'm friends with that's, like, a guy, basically. I know that sounds really slutty, but I don't know how to explain it. It's not, like, every guy, it's just, like, some guys. Just that I get along with really well, that I feel, like, a nice connection with. But it never really goes, like, far from that, anything else beyond that, you know? I wish I was, like, motivated to, like, date people, but I'm not. I'm just constantly working. At least that's how it feels. I used to do, like, Tinder, but, like, that just, it's kind of awkward to me. I don't know. It's just, like, really awkward. I think I'd rather meet a guy at a bar, and I do frequent, like, the same area, even the same bar a lot, so I kind of do have, like, a little bit of, like, you know, the same people that I see. There, I don't expect anything out of that, but, you know, I guess I would have better success there than I would through Tinder. Again, I don't know, I'm just, like, it's, like, when it comes up to the point of having a date with someone, I just stop. It's really weird. Like, I'd rather use Tinder just to, like, swipe left and right with people. I barely have a conversation with people, and that's about it. And if I do have a conversation with people, again, if they try to, like, make plans for a date or something, I'll just won't respond. It's, like, so weird. I don't understand. Yeah, I used to do, like, a lot. I would sleep around a lot with people. And then, let's see, like, my first relationship was when I was 20 with this guy, and he was a little bit younger than me. It was, like, a few months before my 21st birthday. We only dated for, like, a month, but I kind of suspected he was cheating on me, and, like, I kind of brought it up. He never really said anything, or, I'm sorry, he would deny it, rather. I got along with his friends and his family. His parents really liked me. He was, like, spoiled. Like, he was really spoiled. He had some mental issues, kind of, too. But he was still, like, a pretty decent guy. But then again, I felt like he was cheating on me, but he would deny it. I had no proof, you know. We got into a fight one time. I don't even remember what it was about. And then, like, I was on vacation or something for, like, a few days. I was out of town, and when I came back, he broke up with me because he was cheating on me, and he wanted to beat me to the punch. I'm actually Facebook friends with a girl he cheated on me with, and it turns out that he was really abusive towards her and stuff, so luckily they're not together anymore. I don't blame her. It's more him. He lied to her and told her that I knew, but I never did. I even gave him, like, the chance to just, you know, tell me what was happening. I wouldn't have broken up with him. I probably would have just fixed things with him because I'm not a child whether or not it's a disrespectful thing, I would have still tried to listen to where he was coming from and stuff, but, you know. And then after that, I kind of got back to, like, that little phase of just sort of sleeping around with people, sort of, not really. There was this guy who was talking to my friend, like, they went on a couple dates, and then, like, I don't know what happened, they stopped. I think it was because of him. I think he just chose not to date her, I don't know. I could tell he was hitting at me. I could tell he was interested in me, and he wanted to hang out with me, and I was like, well, we're not having sex, if you realize that. I was like, oh, I would never think that, blah, 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 blah. At the time, I was over at my friend's house, and we smoked, and I got high, and then he was like, oh, I'll come over and get you, and I'm like, okay, whatever. He lives in the city about, like, 15 minutes from my friend's house on the highway, so, you know, it's not that close. And I'm over at his house. It's, like, his room is, like, in the basement. He had a really creepy basement. It's, like, what I remember. It was, like, really creepy and dark. Like, his room was just, like, a normal room. But, again, super creepy basement. He had a lot of dogs, though, so that was cool, I guess. But, yeah, I was just, like, chilling on his bed. There was, like, ESPN on or some shit. And he was smoking, and he asked if I wanted anything to smoke, and I was like, nah, because I was pretty good so far. My phone had died at that point, because it had been, like, hours since I'd been home. The next thing I remember, I pass out, and I wake up to, like, sucking sounds. Like, I hear them. I don't feel anything, but I hear sucking sounds. Like, the fuck? Open my eyes, and he has my pants pulled down to my ankles, and he is fingering me and, you know, sucking, you know, that kind of stuff off of his fingers. And then, I always feel really weird about this, instance in my life, only because I know what he did was rape, but the word rape is just really forceful to me. Obviously, if it happened to someone else, it would be rape, but I don't like to think of it as that. Not to say I'm in denial of being raped, I just prefer the term taken advantage of. And at that time, I didn't really know what to do, because I had been out of a job for a few months since then. My phone was dead, as I mentioned. I had no way of getting home, because he picked me up. I didn't even know where I was in the city, I just knew I was in the city. And if I had fought back, I wouldn't have known what to do. Like, what if he would have, like, hit me, or cut me, or even, like, killed me or something. So, I just kind of had to let it happen, and, like, it's so weird to do that, only because you feel like you're consenting to it, but you're not, and, like, again, it's still, like, that's why I'm also kind of, like, it's not rape, it's, like, me getting taken advantage of, but whatever. Like, I don't know. Like, I know it's rape, but, you know, like, what you're taught rape is, that's not what it is, if that makes sense. Like, it's just so confusing, honestly. Like, even to me, it's really confusing. I guess the other reason why I don't want to consider it rape is because, like, I don't want to feel like a statistic, but, you know, that's what it is. And I think, like, the most fucked up thing about, like, sexual assault, I guess even from when it happened to me as a child, when it happens to you that first time, you're more likely to get to be sexually abused again. Typically just from, like, your, like, mannerisms and stuff. And, like, even, like, day-to-day situations, I'll see, like, I'll be doing something, and, like, in the middle of it, I'll be like, oh my god, like, this is, like, one of those mannerisms. Like, I can't, like, when I walk, I kind of walk with my head down, and I, like, try not to make, like, eye contact with people that much. It's really intense sometimes. I'm working on it, but, you know, there's only so much I can do. So when I finally got home, I had a missed call from my mom or something, or text from her when I finally charged my phone. I don't even remember. But I called her because she's at work, and she had kicked me out of my house because I did not come home, you know, when she had wanted me to. Which, you know, that's pretty fucked up. I mean, obviously she didn't know what happened. I'm not close to my mother like that. Mostly because the thing that happened when I was a child, she knew about that, but she never, nothing ever happened to the person that did it. Which really, it's hard for me to, like, you know, trust her after that, and makes me really resent her and stuff. So, yeah, it wasn't that long, though, because my dad was like, no, she's not getting kicked out. So I was back, like, probably, like, a few days later. And then when it was my 21st birthday, like, fast-forwarding a few months after that, I met a new guy, and then I dated him for, like, 7 months. It's pretty nice. We still talk. We're still pretty close. We still, like, hook up from time to time. So, I don't know. You know, I got a new job since then, work full-time. Again, I work a lot, but I just don't really feel like dating people. I don't know if I'm just, would rather date someone that I've dated before and I'm just comfortable with it or what, but it's just something that I'm not really interested in, and, you know, whatever. I don't know if I ever will be. It's just complicated. I'm a very social person, but a lot of the times, like most of the time, I'm just, you know, hanging out with myself, not really doing anything. If I go out, I'm typically by myself, mostly because I don't really invite people. I do have a friend that I've been growing closer and closer with, but her license, or rather her ID or whatever, both is expired, and she has a warrant out, so until then, you know, won't really be able to do anything with her. But, you know, I don't know. I've like, friends, but it's just, like, I don't really hang out with them a lot, if that makes sense. It's, like, sometimes I, like, I don't know. Like, I'm so social, but, like, sometimes I just want to be alone, like, all of the time. It's really strange. Last Saturday when I went out, I did go out with other people, but oh, that was a mess and a half within itself. I don't plan on going out for, like, the next couple weeks. Probably, like, towards the end of July, if then, maybe even August. Mostly because I also wanted to save up my money. And I am going to have, like, possibly a staycation in August. And maybe I'll go out, but probably a staycation in August. So maybe that's just when I'll do stuff. I don't know. This is a really weird recording. It's probably, like, super long, too. I don't even know how long it is. Yeah, it's pretty long. Anyway, I'm going to stop this recording, so have fun listening to it if anyone does.